K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Host Eddie Greer checking in with y'all back again for this podcast here on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Back again for another update from the regional K-State men's golf, Bremerton, Washington. As like I said at the end of the podcast yesterday, again, if you're new to this podcast, go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe, like button, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all will be notified right away about new content about this podcast. Y'all were with me yesterday, right? I said at the end of this podcast, K-State just needs to be right there in the hunt. And I read just before hopping on here, the women in the men's tournament slightly different, with the exception of men, I guess, get an extra spot. The women, of course, had to get that top four spot to advance. Was K-State already women? The women's golf team already did that, and currently preparing for their national championships. Meanwhile, K-State holding serve, recording the sixth best total score of the day yesterday out there in Washington. Against the 14 team field yesterday, and they're still in the hunt right now. The team score right now looks like, if I'm reading this right, 6 over, and they actually moved down a spot to the fifth, to the last and final transfer spot, which is the fifth position. So, what's on the line today in the final round? The Cats, hey, if they can pull this off, if they can hold off, which it looks like there's five more other teams that are within 10 shots within the five positions I'm looking at right now. Wildcats, this has not been done before in school history. Well, obviously for them, they've never advanced. They came up a spot short. Remember, when we started this podcast, it was the Tim Tillmans. I can't remember who else was on there. Fell so short. I think they fell one spot short of advancing to the championship, right? So here we are once again on a Wednesday, right? And it was a nice morning, actually, by the way, before it gets revved up again. But Wildcats, once again, will try to put themselves to try to advance to the national championships for the very first time in program history. And how about, would that be a storyline? The women's golf teams already put themselves in a national championship tournament in the NCAAs. The golf team is going to try to do the same thing. So, and look, and going back to early beginning of the year, it was really these two programs, and I think I talked about this way back early this year, these two teams had national championship aspirations, or at least go deep in the postseason. Well, we're sitting here, men's golf team, if they can hold serve, that is the question. Can they finish strong? That's going to be the big question going in here from Coach Grant Robbins after day two of the NCAA regionals out there in Bremerton, Washington. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Quote, today was a bit of a grind. This is Coach Grant Robbins saying that. We stick with him. Quote, we kind of gave away a few shots on the first nine, but he did a great job battling all day to keep us in contention, and we are right where we want to be going into tomorrow. We know how good our golf team is in golf, on the golf course, of course. It is a matter of going out, staying committed to our game plan, playing our game, and seeing what happens, end quote there. So, I said it yesterday. Keep yourself in contention, which K-State has done it. Now, can they finish this thing? It's not how you start. It's how you finish the deal. You hear this saying, you hear that cliche all the time. No matter what sport it is, you want to finish strong in case they have a chance to do that. Not only that, and put themselves in a position to clinch. Can they do it? If they do, we'll hop right back. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we'll hop right back on here later on tonight, and we will talk about it for sure, just like we did for the ladies. But we'll hop right back on here and we'll talk about it for sure. But no matter what, K-State is showing their toughness here in this NCAA regional here. Right now, Florida, Arizona State are the leaders right now still. South Carolina is in the third spot, as I'm looking at here. Colorado is fourth, and they are five. They're plus five ahead of the Wildcats right now. K-State, yesterday, they were led by Kobe Volacek, who put up a 1-under par 71, despite four bogeys on the afternoon there as well. And of course, he was on the team. He was on the NCAA Austin Regional for Virginia Tech. So he's one of those transfers from he came over from Virginia Tech this year. Cooper Schultz fell back a little bit. This was the concern. See, it's only one round. I was interested to see how he's going to do, because he's supposed to be one of the more, again, consistent players, and I hate to continue to dog on him here late in the year. But hey, if K-State's going to advance, he's going to have to play his best round of the entire 25 season. Yesterday, but he still is in the top 10 in the individual side. Even par 72 for him. Ian McQuarrie tied for 35th overall. He put a four over. Nicholas Mason, 3 over yesterday, par 75. And Eric Sebelstrom Holmberg, the freshman, actually had his best round of the tournament so far. 2 over yesterday, par 74. So you continue this team. Hey, you need your stars to be stars. I stole that. Who did I steal this from? Damn it. I saw it from somebody. Can't remember who. But anyway, that name escapes me. But I pretty much stole that. You star players to be star players. And now that's going to bother me now. Until I probably get off of here and say, oh, yeah, he said that. But anyways, yes. So your players need to be your 1 and 2s. Cooper Schultz needs to be the Cooper Schultz that we all know, and he's capable of doing that there as well in his golf game, in his golf tournament here as well. And here as I'm going to put this up. This is going to be 8:30 Pacific time. This will go up about 11, probably before that. Probably a little bit before that. Yeah, as well as K-State. They're going to start their final round, the 10th seed. Remember, keep this in mind. They are still ahead of quite a bit of teams that were seeded ahead of them coming into this tournament. So they're just, that reminds me of me. Last year's, What was that? The KC Metro Mile seeded 10th. Tenth, and was in contention late to probably steal another spot, but I finished, what, 5th last year? Oh, yeah, that still pissed me off. Anyways, but so K-State, you're seeded 10th coming into this tournament. You're 5th right now in the final transfer spot, looking to upset Hatara Field. So you're right there where you need to be. Might need to make up a couple more, need to make up some shots there on Colorado there. Give yourself a little buffer. So we'll see what happens. K-State, they know what's on the line to today, and they're going to start, looks like they're going to start at 8:30 Pacific time there, and they are, okay. Speaking of Colorado, looks like they're going to be paired up with Colorado today, along with Charlotte. There, and we'll keep a close eye on it here on the podcast here as K-State men's golf, led by head coach Grant Robbins, will look to join their fellow counterparts, the K-State women's golf team, for an opportunity to compete in a respective national championship, but 18 more holes. K-State's got 18 more unfinished business. We'll see if they can close it out here today. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found, Fan Bubble Daily. I'm a chance to record K-State content. First time listening to this podcast again, y'all know what to do there. The Podbean app, me and Alex are planning on going on tomorrow over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, that is GRIER number 3 EDWD Podcast. And of course, tell a roommate, a fellow alumni, current student, your classmate, about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to close things out on this men's golf postseason edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State golf. Can they do it? Find out here in a matter of hours, folks. Alex Hayden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.